I will choose the way of hope at all times. Together, let us sing love's song. When I seek the beloved answers in my depths. From all my terrors, love sets me free. Turn towards the beloved and be radiant, and your emptiness will be filled. For when you weep, the beloved hears and enfolds you in tender love. The poor one calls. Love listens and rescues them from distress. The compassionate one is close to the brokenhearted. Those whose spirit is crushed will taste and see that the compassionate one is good. Blessed is the one who trusts and hopes in love. And so with these beautiful words from the psalmist, let us acknowledge country together. And I'm sitting here on the Widjibal Wyabal country in the Bundjalung Nation in northern New South Wales. And many of you will know that our country here, our land, is groaning with the devastation of the flooding. There's so many here with already so little to lose who have lost so much, and the trauma is quite palpable. And so I acknowledge the deep wisdom of the elders, past, present and future, that we need here right now to help us restore right relationship to the land and to each other. And I invite you to acknowledge the elders and the land on which you sit in whatever way is appropriate for you. And so today it's welcome to our second Lenten meditation. It's beautiful that we're all here together again, and our meditation is lamenting and hoping. And what we're going to be continuing to do today is open our hearts to the mystical path in a lament that knows that all this suffering and trauma that we know here in Australia and overseas especially is not so much a barrier but the way into communal consciousness. And so we also know in this group, when we come together to pray communally, that we must be utterly present in our bodies, in ourselves, in each other, and in God. And so before we begin the meditation, let us truly arrive here now in our bodies and truly be present to this beautiful community, this community of communion consciousness. And so I invite you just to gaze into the faces as we have done before. And I invite you to gaze with your heart, with your whole heart open. And you might just want to pick one or two or three faces. But simply begin to open your heart and sensing into the heart of the person into whose face you're gazing. And sensing into others, sensing into your heart. Really feeling the atmosphere that we're creating here when we open our hearts to each other and become present, heart in heart. Connecting, heart in heart. Allow your heart to feel this world which continues to suffer. Let us gather in all of our poverty, our weeping, our lamenting, in communion with one another and the earth, as we seek to hold all of the pain of the world in the womb of compassion. All of us seeking to behold, seeking to become grounded in the ground of hope. We call out into the deep darkness of this intense night, knowing that as we call, you are close to the brokenhearted, enfolding us in your tender love. We know your silence will fill our poverty and illumine our emptiness with your radiant light. We become present to our minds conceptualizing, releasing all our thinking and worrying into the depthless ground of our heart, in your heart. We attend to our bodies, softening and gently releasing. We feel the pores of our skin receptively open into your unmade love. We feel our bodies become porous as our veins and bones infuse into a mind, body, heart loving that awakens a holographic heart awareness of heart in heart. Time and eternity embrace in this moment. We are one in your still, silent ground of heart loving. We behold the tortured heart body of our crucified beloved, Word made flesh, vulnerably holding the agony of the world, the weeping of the skies, the groaning of the earth, the scream of those in war, the anguish of unintegrated traumas. We hold and feel the pain in the tenderness of our oneing, in your womb of compassion, beloved. We sense our future in you come to meet us in the creativity of this present moment as we yield into your compassionate presence in this naked now. In the amorizing love energy of the oneing of our holding and beholding, you infuse a radiance that illuminates a creative point of healing and initiates a sacred evolution. The magnetic intensity of your loving draws us deeper into creative union, into your Christic identity, into your Christic unity. We feel our oneing infuse and transform the whole of who we are, body, mind, spirit, soul, all one in your Omega love. As you draw all things together into your Omega point. Ever faithful, you continue to draw us forward into fuller harmony. creating a trustworthy ground of hope. We feel hope's fertility, her potential, her capacity to initiate a peace that has never happened before, in the gift of time and eternity embraced now. We feel the hope of all shall be well, because all is held in your tender loving. We bless the world with compassion.
We have been burned by the fire, and we are ashes, ashes and snow. But we will rise higher and higher on the wings of compassion, justice and hope. We have been scourged by the virus, and all we hear is gloom and strife. But we will rise above it all in celebration of love, hope, and life. We have been drowned by the flooding, overwhelmed by loss and pain. But we will rise higher and higher on the wings of compassion, justice and hope. We have been hurt by the fighting, and we feel rage, helpless in fear. But we will rise higher and higher on the wings of compassion, justice and hope. We are inspired by acts of care, and we see generous, courageous ones. And so we hope and bless our hurting world, with God's compassion, love, and care.